Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy. Welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top. When you lick the bottle, I'm down for the buck. Taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? You're definitely tuned in to All Vibes Radio. With me, your host, Nikki Vibes, and we definitely have Angela Sweet, a.k.a. Boss Bob, in the building, and we definitely have Brooklyn Black. How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
I'm doing great.
That's good. I know today we have an interesting show. I always like to start off the show by giving out some shout-outs, so definitely. First and foremost, I want to give a shout-out to the All Barbs family, the All Barbs movement. Shout-out to all the Barbs. Shout-out to all the Barbs promoters. Shout-out to everyone that supports the All Barbs movement. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be at the level that we are. We wouldn't be accomplishing certain things, so... Thank you. Angel, is there any shout-outs that you would like to give?
I also want to give a shout-out to the family. I love you all dearly for everything that you do on a day-to-day basis. To all my executives at San Spartan, the co-owner, of course, yours truly, at How's Your Head Game, a.k.a. Nikki Barbs, at Yep _ I Love It, at A1 Yobo, and Juliet Loves You, and all the supporters who just reach out to us daily. We have a lot of people that from G Nation and SS Nation and a lot of the other Twitter teams that, you know, support us daily and retweet things for us. So I just want to say thank you, and we will continue to support you as well.
Most definitely. Black, I mean, is there any shout-outs you would like to give?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Tata, the bag lady, over on Myrtle Avenue. I want to give a shout-out to Juanita, who does all the Weeds and Marcy projects. I want to give a shout-out to anyone who rocks with the movement, pretty much. You know, so anyone who's called in, anyone who's logged in, who's downloaded an episode, shout-out to you.
All right, so definitely keep them moving. You know, I guys like to... always take it to Twitter for a quick second. So let's get it on Twitter, tweet. And one of the hashtags that was trending on my Twitter line today was hashtag movies I won't forget. So I did not participate in it. I haven't really been on Twitter all day. But if I was to participate in this trending topic, I would say hashtag movies I won't forget is one of my favorite all-time movies is Mean Girls. I don't know if y'all seen that, but I really love that movie. That was Lindsay Lohan. Another movie that I can't forget is hashtag movies I won't forget is Love and Basketball. That's like one of my favorite movies. So, Angel, I don't know if you participated in this trending topic today, but if you didn't, what would you say?
I definitely was going to say Love and Basketball. That's one of my favorite movies as well. I'm going to also say, like I say all the time, I'm a geek. So I'm just going to go with, like, the whole Marvel's, like, collection. Like, I love them all. Like, I will watch them all day long, every day. Like, especially the X-Men, like, all the X-Men. I will just watch them all day long. Like, they're my favorite. And all the Fridays.
Shout out to the Fridays. I definitely do like all the Friday movies, but the Marvel,
I've loved them. You know, my favorite. I'm sorry, is like the Hulk. Like, I don't know why he's my favorite. Like him and Captain America. Like, they're my two favorite. Like,
me and the Hulk can relate because I tend to be his twin when I get angry. So. But other than that, Black, I don't know if you participated in the show this topic, but if you did, what would you say?
No, I didn't participate in it. It's just funny that you guys, you know, y'all both still loving basketball because back in the old days, shout out to all my college buddies, you know, date night, if you put on the Love and Basketball DVD, it was a 95% chance when it came to the love scene, you know, when she got into the school after prom. When they did it, if you ain't getting up at that point in the movie, the date was over.
Oh, my God. So back then, all a nigga had to do was pop in Love and Basketball, and by the time the sex came up, your pants were halfway down?
That's how it was. But a movie I won't forget, I would have to say it would be Repos with Michael Blackson and Master P. I think that was one of like the funniest movies. That African dude is hilarious.
I can't get jiggy with this shit. I definitely do. It's a ton of movies that I can't forget because they were such classics to me. But as well as, you know, just the whole outlook on what's going on And I'm pretty sure everybody's familiar with the whole Trayvon Martin situation with, you know, George Zimmerman. And if anybody doesn't know, the update with him is that he was released from jail and he only had to pay $15,000. So before I even get into the story, Angel, do you think that that's fair?
Come on, kill that boy.
You know what? I think that the justice system is never fair in regards to Black versus white or however you want to say versus African American. You know, I just don't think that even if they would have gave him the death penalty, they would not have done it like no time soon. They would have just drug it out like forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, you know. But I feel like if it was like the other way around, he probably would have got shot on sight. Like, he probably wouldn't have made it even past like getting printed and the whole nine yards with that. But shit's gonna happen, and karma's a bitch, like I always say. So he posted bail, but like Black said, that shit's gonna come back around.
I do agree. Before I hear what Black has to say, I just want to, shout out to Kay Continental who said that the Hulk is gay.
I guess. That's a thuggish gay character, if you ask me, but shout out to Kid Continental. And going back on the story, Zimmerman exited the jail in a quiet scene and got into a luxurious white BMW, headed to an undisclosed location as conditions of his bail. The 28-year-old who handed in his passport must follow a 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. He cannot possess any firearms and must wear an electronic device. I think that for him being able to get out for those charges and being that it was such a big case, you know, $15,000, I mean, it's a lot of money, but that someone's life that, you know, was taken away and $15,000 can't resuscitate him. So I just feel like, yeah, like you say, when it comes down to the law and to all these jurisdictions and stuff that protects people, sometimes it can be unfair because he went through all of that and then he's out now. You know what I mean? So, Black, what do you have to say?
Like I said, you know, it's good they moved him undisclosed because something like that, because then also, depending on how this trial goes, it will be, you know, I'm thinking we're going to look at the new generation LA riots. So if you guys remember 91, 92, when they handed down that not guilty verdict and the cops that beat up Rodney King, the city of LA blew up. And I got a real, real bad feeling if Zimmerman does get off for anything less than life in prison, Florida's going to erupt and it's going to be crazy. And they might even go countrywide because there's so many people that are involved. So many people have an opinion. So many people are vested in this. So if everything doesn't go right, like I said, I see civil unrest going down. And one thing that another thing that bothers me, since we're talking about news stories and people getting out on bullshit, I don't know why they made it news, but they made it news that Casey Anthony's probation expired today. So the fuck what?
I mean,
so that's my thing. Like, who cares that her probation is over? You know, the law of the man found her innocent, which I don't even get. But the laws of the universe have their final say. So even if they do get off at XYZ, at the end of the day, when everything's said and done, the universe is gonna get them.
That's crazy. And it's sad. Like, it really, to me, is really fucked up that my nigga's even getting a chance to even fucking have another chance at, like, living a normal life. Like, as if, you know, he didn't, as if he didn't do anything. That shit sucks. I mean, you know, sometimes, I mean, you know what happens to us, too, when we do have loved ones that do violent crimes, and then they do, you know, they have to pay for the consequences. And sometimes we feel as though, like, you know, the system is being too hard on them. Like, they're giving them way too much time, and he only did half of the crime, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But point blank, period, just do right. People shouldn't be out here killing other people. That's not what the fuck is supposed to go down. And I hope that, you know, the Martin family can get past this, because I'm pretty sure they're really, really, really upset.
I don't think they'll ever get past it, you know, because regardless, the family, they lost their son. And I don't think they will get, and I don't even think they'll get the justice that the family deserves. You know what I'm saying? Because let's just say it rolls over reverse. If Joe Zimmerman was this 17-year-old kid and Trayvon Martin was a 20-year-old black guy and he saw the white kid shot the dude, he'd have been in jail, no bail, none of that bullshit. And it'd have been a speedy motherfucking trial.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yeah, I know. Angel, I wanted to know, too, do you think when it comes down to certain crimes that people are what is the word, like, how can I put this? When it comes down to certain crimes committed by a certain race, do you think that, like you say again, justice is, when it comes down to certain things, like, it's never fair? But do you believe, like, a 14, 15-year-old boy who has killed someone, should they spend the rest of their lives in prison being so young and not being able to have a second chance because they shot someone fired, like, they fired a gun and, you know, not intentionally targeted anybody, but it did hit somebody, and now, you know, it's the case, and now it's coming to sentences. Do you think a child, like anybody under the age of 18, do you think that they should get hit with, like, a hard sentence as far as, like, life?
I think where I draw the line is definitely the age of the offender and definitely the circumstances, because, I mean, you have seen cases where, like, little 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds are playing with guns and it accidentally goes off and they kill someone. You know, in an incident like that, I believe that the person who allowed that gun to be at handy or didn't take the proper precautions to make sure that it was put away should be held responsible. But if it's a situation where he's 15, 16, you know, and he has a weapon, I feel two different ways. I feel like at 15, 16, you know what a gun can do. So why are you playing with a gun, number one? Number two, if it accidentally goes off, you know, again, you have to be accountable for the actions that you take and for the things that you do. So if you're 15, you're 16, or even if you're 13, you're 14, 15, whatever the case may be, and you have a gun in your possession, why does that child have a gun in his possession? That's my question number one. Number two, who gun is it? You know, those kind of questions should be asked first before deciding the fate of a child. But if it's a situation where he was clearly aware of reasons that why he had the gun, and he proceeded to act neglectfully and play with it or whatever the case may be, and it was an accident, like, I mean, it's a gun. There should be no accidents. You shouldn't even have it, so justice should be taken accordingly, and that's just how I feel.
I agree. And I also wanted to know, too, from you, because for the first time, like, I literally sat down and watched Love and Hip Hop. I did, and I know, like, a lot of my male followers hate CBJ, they do, they hate him, because I never, like, I always tell y'all, I never watch it, like, for all of that, I just go on Twitter, and I see everything, but I decided to watch an episode, and I can honestly say I'm glad I never really tuned in, because all types of things would have been thrown at my TV screen just because I feel like she's such a fucking idiot. Like, and it gotta be for, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe that's how he really is as a person, but he's really fucking stupid. Like, or he plays the part very well. Like it fits him so well. So I wanted to know, I don't know, did you see it last night? Did you get a chance to catch it?
I did, and it ended very funny to me. It was hilarious.
So do you think that it's really over between Mimi and Stevie?
You know what? To be honest, I think that it is, but I think it's going to take her a while to actually get it through his head. I mean, they've been dealing with each other for 15 years. I mean, how easy is it to leave someone after 15 years? But I honestly, in my heart, believe that she's done. Now, Jocelyn, I don't. You know, I think she's going to ride that out until she get where she needs to go. And to be honest, I don't blame her because, you know, he exploits women, and he needs to have every game right on him as possible. in my opinion. As you clearly saw yourself, you know, he has a new chick on his so-called bus, you know, and at what point do you just say enough is enough? So eventually, you know, I just think that Jocelyn has her head on straight. Like, she's playing both sides of the fence, you know, and she's really smart for doing that.
Well, I also want to talk about, Erica and Scotty's situation and something came across my desk. And I guess, you know, if you saw the show last night, and like I saw when she was talking to, who was that she was talking to in the store when they were shopping for new furniture? K. Michelle. And she was telling her that she has a new boyfriend. You know, he's Italian, and, you know, and it was just so funny because what came across my desk is that, I don't know if you know, but Scrappy gets into a brutal fight and beat up her boyfriend. This is what I had. So, to all you folks that watched Love & Hip Hop last night, were you as shocked as I was to hear that Erica had a new boyfriend? A man that she described as an Italian real estate broker. Well, if you're waiting to see him on the show, you can forget it. So I guess he won't be making any appearances on the show. And if you have Erica's baby father, Scrappy, so thanks for that. Because according to a 100% credible snitch on the set of Love and Hip Hop, the producers of the show taped footage of Erica and the Italian dude on a few days and even got footage of the two kissing and getting frisky with each other. But when little Scrappy learned that Erica was dating dude, he went ballistic and allegedly put his paw on dude. Now we're going to very carefully describe what happened. Scrappy still has papers on him, and we are, and I guess he's a certified member of Team No Snitch. Allegedly, Scrappy found out that Erica was dating, and he just doesn't like the dude, and I guess he still has some type of feelings for Erica, even though he told Shay that it was over and he's moving on. But he supposedly ran up on dude at his job and embarrassed him in front of all his colleagues. And that Scrappy made him look like a little bitch in front of everyone. And then he slapped dude and then spit on him. Angel, what do you think about that? Do you think that Scrappy went that far?
I do. Because I really do because knowing the history of Scrappy, because everybody knows, like, Scrappy is my favorite. So I'm really, like, going to be one-sided with this situation. You know, given Scrappy's behavior pattern throughout the years, like, he's very territorial. Even with his mom, like, he doesn't even allow his mom to disrespect her, you know. So he just thinks, like, Erica is his, and that's really what he believes. He believes that he can do what he wants to do, and then she's supposed to just take him back where he wants her to. I don't know what to tell her. I mean, that's Scrappy for you. So shout out to Scrappy for always being 100 and never changing for nobody.
That's crazy. That's definitely crazy. But I know what we're about to, because I know you definitely have an interviewee coming up. I know the interviewee's definitely in the building. But before we bring the interviewee on, let's definitely get into a commercial break, and then we'll be coming back. Because I really don't think that Scrappy, I don't think he did that. But maybe, like you said again, you know Scrappy and his little history of him keeping it 100 and him thinking that Erica is his. But I don't know, it's funny. So whenever you are ready, Black Girls, get into this commercial break.
Drop. Make people drop it for the East Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the West Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the dirty south is drop. Make people drop it for the Midwest. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talking to an all-star. She had
getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the vacation, baby, we gon' be living large. I'll be the general, the guillotine, be on deck. You what you blowing up, you looking like a bomb threat. The slap of the five like Kevin Garnett. And Nicky Barbie, my homegirl, you want that? I know an angel too, she bossed up, so what you saying? If you ain't playing all bottles, then what the hell you playing? If it ain't money you make, then what the hell you making? Nicky's shitting on ya, that's why the bathroom vacant. You better come correct, the ladies came to do they thing. You talking reckless, end up with your arm up in the sling. All bars is a movement, thought it was a gang. The ladies walk in the room and watch your mouth hang. I love the elegant woman, I got a mob of them. A bunch of women that back me up, who's stopping this? Brooklyn Black, he be chillin', homie, it's all love. I said it's all bars, I said it's all buzz. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talking to an all-star. Yeah, dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talking to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. Drop, make people drop it for the East Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the West Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the dirty south is drop. Make people drop it for the Midwest. Yo, Nikki, yo, Angel, what up, yo? Yo, Brooklyn Black, what up, yo? Yo. It's what we do. I'm on my old ball. I'm on my old ball. Shout out to the rest of the promoters, the rest of the fine ladies down with the squad. Salute!
Watch the twerker, 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 watch it.
Oh man.
Far as ass go, shorty got a lot of that. And see a beat. go. We'll never see on the flow. She say sit back and just enjoy the show like a pro. She gon' work and 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 she gon' hold up. Watch her work it, 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 watch her. Oh man.
Yes, y'all, you're definitely tuned in to All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Vibes, and we definitely have Angel of Sweets in the building in Brooklyn Black, and shout out to AriesLady324, who says she's listening to the All Vibes fam. Shout out to you. Thank you. I see you. And yes, 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 Kid Continental, that was your drop. Love the drop, one of my favorites. So shout out to you and thank you for doing that. And Angel, whenever you are ready, you already know. Today's Tuesday, so the floor is yours.
Okay. I would like to introduce someone who is representing the DMV. You guys know I get excited when people from where I'm from come on and represent. I need to know, is Mr. Casino VA Hood in the building?
Damn it.
Huh? Hello?
What the fuck, Lowe's?
Hello?
Oh, what the fuck?
Hello?
Black, is the caller on?
Yes, definitely is. That ain't me, cousin.
Man. I don't think he knows he's on, though.
All right, I'll fix it.
All right.
But that is so funny when people don't know that they're live and they're like, the fuck, yo? Turn my speakers up. Like, what? But yes, yes, yes. Like, I definitely do. I have some interesting questions that I would like to ask everyone, but I'm trying to get past the interview first so we have some fun. But I guess after Black handles that situation, we can get the ball rolling. But were there any announcements that you had to make as far as the All Barbs movement, Angel?
No, that's pretty much everything I announce every week. So no, not really. I'm all good today on my end.
I'm definitely good on my end too. Shout out to Ricky Smiley, who's crazy ass, who definitely be on All Barbers Radio soon. Definitely have to slide that over to you so that you can book him, but he's definitely interested. And I guess while we wait, we can get into a caller. Last four digits of your number is 2480.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you.
when
you first introduced me, I was saying hello, hello. I don't know why y'all couldn't hear me though.
No, we could hear you, but you couldn't hear us.
Oh. my fault.
All right.
How y'all doing though?
I'm doing good. Waiting to hear your interview, so whenever Angel's ready.
Again, I'm going to say, only because he's from the DMV does he get this type of treatment. I'd like to introduce to our listeners tonight. Go ahead and tell the listeners who you are and where you're from.
Casanova Hood, repping the DMV, Fresh Deck Records in the building.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Jane, hold on. And as far as the DMV, for those who don't know, as D.C., Maryland, Virginia, I'm from the Virginia part.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so first I want to give you a chance to tell people a little bit about yourself. You just said that you are from Virginia, but I want you to kind of get into, like, life in the, you know, Virginia and how it affected your music, and please talk about all these names, this Mr. Popular, Swag Kent, all of these things that make you who you are.
All right, well, let's see where we start at. Like I said, I'm from Virginia, Portsmouth, Virginia. That's the seven cities, Hampton Roads area. As far as the music scene and how Virginia affected my music, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't know, but, like, Portsmouth is the smallest city in the seven cities. You know what I'm saying? Like, Portsmouth is only, like, 30 minutes big, so it ain't really much to do, you know what I mean? And as far as, like, the drama and stuff, it was next door. So, you know, you wake up and you in something. So, like, when you listen to my music, you hear what I was going through or, you know, what I had to deal with coming up or, you know, just life situations like that. But at the same time, I still give you the club side, like y'all just heard with the working record. I still give y'all the club side and all that. As far as the names, I don't know. It was just, I got multiple personalities and all of them cool. So that was just, you know, Mr. Popular kind of came from the buzz I was getting from the music. Swag Kent, you know, Superman, Clark Kent, whatever, you know what I mean, but the cooler version of him. So that's basically how that was.
So everybody heard that, right? The Marvel portion of that? Everybody got that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I want to briefly talk about, I'm sure this is like a touchy subject for you, but, you know, to me it's very important as an artist, you know, that you express things like this. I read that, you know, you've been rapping since 1993, but you really didn't take your career seriously until after your dad passed away, and my condolences to that as well. I want to know exactly how did that affect your music?
Well, that was like one of my strongest supporters, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what my dreams were, you know, your parents always, they believe in you no matter what it is, they stand behind you, and he was one of my strongest supporters, so you know, after I was doing it, but I was playing with it at the time. So, you know, after he passed, it was just like, all right, now I got to buckle down. And, you know, if I don't do it, then I'm going to feel like he's not going to be proud of me. That's just how I was looking at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he believed in me so much. So it's like, all right, if I don't do this, then it's just like I'm a failure. So I stuck with it, and surprisingly, I'm great at it.
I agree. One of my favorites, because what I like to do when I interview people, I actually like to listen to, you know, their music and kind of, you know, listen to where they're coming from. I just want to let you know that one of my personal favorites was Hold On. That was really cool. I like that. Can you tell the listeners what inspired you to make that particular one?
Well, for those who don't know, Hold On is more of it has an R&B feel to it, like more of the relationship mellow type. And that record just came about due to, like, I write all of my records from experiences or something that I'm going through. And that was just that particular emotion at that time, you know. And when you look at the world is lacking love. Like, a lot of people don't know what love is. A lot of people don't know how to love. You know, so I felt that record right there would send a message out to the people who feel like there's no such thing as love, or the people who's in love, you know, and they're going through a hard time with their partner. So that record was just, you know, me speaking to them through my music.
I definitely loved it. I definitely see great potential in that particular one. I would love to see a video. I just think it would be an amazing, like, piece.
Yeah,
we
actually got, we just did the movie trailer for one of my other records, but that was going to be the next video that we did. And we're like, you know, getting the groundwork for it together as we speak.
I can't wait, because I would love to see that. I just know that's going to be amazing. So anything coming up in the future that you want to let the listeners be aware of? Do you have any performances, anything of that nature?
Definitely. For everybody in the DMV that's listening in, Thursday, August 23rd, my sister, Blessed Trendsetter, future female rap, you know, Team Kush Fresh Deck. She has the release party. You know what I'm saying? You can, if you come out, there's a strong chance that you'll see me, myself, and my brother, City Luca Brazzi, there performing. You know, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but just come out. As far as performances, y'all definitely need to be there because she's tear it down. As far as projects, I'm in the process right now finishing up my mixtape, my Better Than Your Best mixtape, hosted by two of the DMV's biggest DJs. So I want y'all to be on the lookout for that too. We're about to lock this DMV thing down. So, you know, it's going to be real crazy. I'm like 22 tracks in right now. So I think I'm going to go 24, you know, so just to bring back the essence of music. People feel like when you give out a lot of tracks like that, you're hurting yourself. But for somebody like me who has, like, my catalog is strong, I can do that, and it you know, it won't affect me in a negative way. So as far as what I got coming out, I got the Better Than Your Best mixtape coming out. After that, I got some major, you know, big announcement that I ain't gonna let that one out the bag yet neither. But we coming strong, and you know, we're trying to do everything right. Then we got City Luca Brazzi, that's Fresh Deck's other artist. His Deck affiliation project will be out in October. So, and I'm featured up there. So, I mean, it's a lot to look forward to. Then, oh, and going back to my sister, Blessed Trendsetter, she has her Denata Street album dropping August 24th, and I'm also up there. So, I'm grinding right now.
I love it. Are you coming to my event on the 29th? I know we discussed it a little bit, but I don't really know if you got a slot. Are you coming out? What's going on with that?
I mean, just let me know. Wherever you want me to be at, we'll be there.
All right, great.
It's all love.
I love it. So I just want to say thank you for rocking with us. You already know I
definitely
always support my DMV people. So all those events, you can just send them to me. I'll clear my schedule just because you represent home for me to come out and support. And if you have any shout-outs, you know, you can have the floor.
I ain't gonna do like everybody else and be shouting out like, yeah, little Pookie and all that. So I just want to shout out the main people. My Fresh Deck from Miller, City Luca Brazzi, like I said, D Skino, Focus, Scuba, Sabuti, Blessed Trendsetter. It's our time, y'all. Let's get it.
DMV, yes.
We're definitely
Nikki
in the building.
Yes, we are, all day, every day. Nikki, do you have anything you would like to say for him before we let him go?
Most definitely. I just want to say thank you for coming on All Vibes Radio, sharing what the fuck you do. You sound very ambitious, and I just want to say I wish you the best of luck, salute, and whatever, you know, music you do put out there, just keep sending it to us because we'll definitely play it. And you should create a drop.
Yeah, I got you on that too. I'm a just because I couldn't get it done, you know what I mean? I'm a say y'all that as some extra, you know what I mean? Just because I wasn't able to get it done when I was needing to get it done. So y'all getting that real soon. Matter of fact, I'm gonna lay that down tomorrow for y'all.
Thank you.
All right.
I definitely appreciate it. And don't tell me that because I'm looking out for it.
You got my word, for real.
All right. Well, thank you again, and dope interview, and I'll be, you know, expecting more of you, and I'll be expecting your drop, so get that in ASAP.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You know, I got a question, you know.
What's that?
I just want to know, did the nigga say he shot a movie trailer for a mixtape?
Yeah, like, all right, with that record, like, that record was, when you listen to it, you get that whole superhero Batman Gotham feel to it. So I felt like I wanted to give the people what they was hearing, you know what I mean, like a visual to their audio. So we're going to, instead of doing a regular little video, you know, we're giving them a movie. So when you watch it, it's like you're watching a movie.
I just want to tell you, when you finish that, I need to see it, because everybody knows I'm a Marvel geek. So I probably would like watch that shit every day. If it's as hot as you're trying to say it's gonna be.
You see, I got the trailer on YouTube on thisis50.com. Either one of those, I can send you the link later on.
Yeah, you
tonight,
need to send me the links. Yeah, I would love that.
You know, but yeah, it's definitely a movie trailer. A lot of people like a movie trailer. I'm like, yeah, like we're doing something different, you know. So we're gonna give them a movie.
Thank you again, and just keep in touch with me. I'll definitely be out on those events. Just make sure you email me all the information, and rock out, DMV.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So fresh, Dick.
That's what's up. Oh, man. All right. So I believe that we have a caller still in queue. Black, is the caller still there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the duty subject number is 1907. 1907. You're live on air.
Hey, what's good, ladies? This is Kid Continents. What's up?
Hey, Kid.
Hey, what's up? What's good? Yeah, I was listening to Homeboy's interview. I was feeling the music. I want to see that trailer too. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, oh, Batman. So you know, I'm a big Batman fan. So I was listening. What's up with y'all?
Not so much. Chilling. I was just about to get into a question. Like I've been getting a whole bunch of big questions to ask. And basically, everybody wants to know what everybody else thinks, and myself.
And
so,
I got another dude with me this time.
Black.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I want to know, is it normal for a man not to masturbate?
Is it normal?
Yes.
If you're getting booty, like, all the time, then, yeah, it's normal not to masturbate. I mean... You know, I got a fiance. I get it all the time, so I don't do that. When I was a teenager, you know,
So whenever your ass is at work and doing what she got to do, you don't touch yourself, you don't rub on your shit, you don't breathe in, breathe out.
Nah, like I haven't done that in a minute. That's the thing. I gotta. You know, a fiance, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe in the future she don't give me none and I'm like, you know, she get tired of me or something, then I don't know. But right now, you know what I'm saying? It's hot, it's good, it's you know what I'm saying? I don't want it to change, you know? So, I don't know. So, I, like I said, it's normal, but I think it depends on the situation.
Andrew, what do you have to say about what I asked?
That's on it.
I have a question. Don't little boys play with themselves, like, at a very young age? I mean, I have a son, and he's three, and he be fiddling down there.
I think it's, like, lodging their DNA. I don't know, yo. It's like, yo,
okay,
like.
So, what's that answer that you gave me? That's the reason why I
No, 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 no. I've never said that I've never, like, you know, like, guys never do it. I'm just saying at the same time. That, you know what I'm saying, is just like right now I get it so much. I mean, I don't do it, you know what I'm saying? But if it was a break, then maybe. I'm just saying. So I just said, you know, based on the situation. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't believe
so
it.
So you think that dudes that get it all the time?
I think they do.
That's why I said based on the situation, because there's dudes that, I mean, you know, for me, you know, even when I was, me and my baby mom's living together, and then I was messing with different girls and all that, you know what I'm saying? I would just call a girl up because I'd get so frustrated. I'd be like, oh, fuck that. I need a woman. You know what I'm saying? Ain't shit that porno could do for me or none of that shit. So I would call up a woman. You feel me? So, I mean, I'm just saying on the situation. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you don't get it that much, then you know you're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just either way. You dig? So if you do get it all the time, like almost every day, then you know what I'm saying? You might not do it. Like, I haven't done it in a minute. So I'm just keeping it 100. I watch porno and shit. Like, man, with my baby moms, like, we sit there and watch porno. Like, you know what I'm saying? She likes that stuff. I don't, you know what I'm saying? So I like that. She likes that stuff, so.
Black, since you a guy, is it normal for men not to masturbate?
If he's not getting ass and he don't masturbate, something's wrong with him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
When you're not getting
with the crazy retarded strength, you know what I'm saying? So fucking, you can tell like them niggas, you
like
know,
the Hulk.
Them niggas, because them niggas they be ready to rip shit apart.
Uh huh. Like the Hulk. See, I told you Hulk is gay. He don't beat his meat. That's why he act like that. See?
Don't,
all right?
Okay, kid,
like,
don't.
What? No, I'm just saying.
Don't.
Hold up. I told Angel, this is what I told Angel. What kind of superhero walks around naked, basically, with purple jeans on? I said purple jeans,
and
purple
what did
black.
I tell you, and what did I say to you, kid? I said the type that looks hot as shit because his pecs are, like, banging, and the type that's going to do my fucking taxes and create some off-the-wall shit that's going to make me a fucking billionaire.
And the only thing that's on him is purple pants.
He can't just be fucking up people all day, every day. So when he's not doing that, that one time moment he do that spaz that he feels, he beats his dick and he busts all inside those purple pants.
Yeah, all inside of purple pants.
But I have another question.
Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, this is too funny. So somebody says my husband gained weight and now he doesn't get aroused. What do I do?
What?
Oh my, yo, black is crazy, son.
This is some real shit. Ladies, if y'all tend to put on a few pounds or whatever, you want us to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, y'all want to be lovers forever. So if one party slipping, part of being, you know what I'm saying, monogamous and all together, all that shit, because, yo, you be able to tell her anything. And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, babe, like, you know, putting on a couple pounds, like, chill off on the ramen noodles.
I'm chill.
You
know, it's a gem, nigga. No.
But also, some real shit, she might want to talk to him, you know what I'm saying? Because, he's getting weight.
You're out of here.
You're aroused, you know what I'm saying? The nigga might be depressed, you know what I mean? So,
it might be something wrong.
He can get aroused. What have you gained weight? What do you want me to...
I have a solution, guys.
Okay.
Ladies, if your man is gaining weight excessively and he's not getting aroused, you go to the store, you get those little purple pills that get him erect, and you put it in his fucking drink before you want to have sex. I bet you it should work.
You could have just asked him, man. Jesus.
Any of it. They got all kinds of shit, honey. All kinds of shit. It doesn't even matter. Whatever the fuck it's called, and to put it in his drink, whatever, that was 30 pounds of food that you're feeding him, and I bet you he could erect then.
Why would you sneak the man, though? At least ask him. Jeez, he might want to take the pill.
Why? Because obviously he know he has a problem. I mean,
I think can't get up.
So what you gonna say? Like, sure, I'm gonna take the fucking pill. No, niggas gonna be like, the fuck I look like taking a pill, bitch? Like you're gonna take offense to that?
If I'm an old dude married and my shit don't get up, I'm gonna take a pill. I'm sorry, yeah.
Take them.
But I don't,
or just,
know,
get, or just let him eat you out. I mean, if he's not complaining, the fuck? Why should
that's
you?
Crazy.
That's all
she
I'm
said
saying.
She said she's going to sneak the
failure. And also, she's going to check herself out. And also, she might want to check herself out because maybe she's slipping. Maybe her booty's starting to sag or something. He ain't feeling it. So.
If my ass started sagging and it gets, I'm going to sit down on that ass. I'm not going to be so quick to tune it up. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, but I mean, I wouldn't let myself go like that because I'm very into myself. So even, I feel like even when I'm 50, 40, 60, 70, y'all still gonna be laughing at me like this bitch still has no lip line up. And she's also like, no, seriously, like, I'm dead serious. So,
yo,
and,
after you 7 years
if
old,
I'm fit it, I'm gonna
be
whether it comes in the section or not. So I feel like I'm not gonna let my, so as soon as I see skin starting to wrinkle and to sag, I'm here in the gym, I'm on a new health plan, I'm trying to avoid
Botox.
Out of here. I mean, if he's gonna fuck me, he's gonna fuck me till I till we fuck, and that's the last fuck that we ever fuck.
Yo, I love talking to y'all. I ain't got a lot of y'all, yo. Y'all always be making me laugh and all that. Man, I'm tired. I just did a double at work, and I'm sitting here talking to y'all, laughing my ass off, yo. But yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm glad to call in and all that, and say what's up to y'all, and laugh a little bit and all that, and you know. Thank you. No, I know y'all got different callers, so I'm trying to get a hook. Because, you know, I know y'all got mad callers, too. I'm just going to, you know, just let y'all know next week, Monday, I'm on my show. I'm going to have, I don't know what time I'm going to make it, but on my little show, I got a Urban Steez Model of the Month. Her name is LaJay Capri. She's like my homegirl. She lived on Gun Hill and all that, and she's like my homegirl, and she said she'll do the interview for me. She's really hot and stuff, so on lyricaldope.com, I'm going to put up pictures of her and her little Urban Steez interview and everything else so y'all can see how she looked before. All the dudes, they can see how she looked before I do the interview and stuff. You know?
That's what's up. All right, shout out to fucking Kisakiyanzu, the all-round promoter. Thank you for kicking it with us. You're so funny. So thank you.
Thank you. All right, y'all go ahead. I'll talk to y'all later and hit y'all up on Twitter and all that. Be good, y'all.
All right, cool. Bye. So next caller. Last one, you just said your number is 7060-7060. You're live on air with me.
That's what I said, too. Yeah, I ain't trying to have no kids. I'm 30, 19. There you go. Got a daughter.
Hello?
Like that.
Is this
funny? Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What is that? Oh, man, you just heard my little conversation, huh, Daniel?
Yeah, I did. And who's this? This is Sweaty.
Yes, of course. Who else would it be?
I know. It has to be Sweaty. Coming on my fucking show. Talking about nothing and not to me. How you doing?
I'm doing good, but I'm doing good.
Well,
talking to my man.
That's what's up. But Sluddy, I want to know, do you think it's normal for men not to masturbate? And are you a masturbator? Do you masturbate?
What? I mean, I've been locked up, straight up. I ain't even gonna lie.
You be fucking yourself
straight
up?
Nah, I sound like on a regular day basis, but if I was like to go to jail or some shit like that, then yeah, because I'm a type nigga, I gotta get a nut off every day.
Always gonna bust a nut, huh? Every day.
Yeah, and I heard y'all talk about some pills when you get older and shit. Nah, hell with all that. My dick stopped working, I gotta go.
Oh my god,
Slutty makes me laugh. Angel, what the fuck do you have to say to Slutty White?
I'm still young.
I don't know. You gotta kill yourself if why are you just gonna take the pill, Slutty? Like, why?
I don't take pills? I mean, because I don't do Viagra pills, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
the
I'm
day
saying,
I pop
like,
a E-pill, the day...
All right, buddy.
The day
I'm
I pop
saying.
A E-pill and don't get my dick hard, then that's the day I got to go, because I'm not popping no Viagra,
buddy,
no Xtend, no
buddy,
Mojo
okay.
Razzin. Not doing none of that. No.
I can't respond to you. You know how I feel about him. He makes me laugh like to the point I don't have no causes. Shout out to Slutty, like my almost promoter. I love him. He can't help it. He's funny. He's definitely
funny. Shout out to you, Slutty. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about?
Not right now, because I'm about to play some music, and then I'm about to get into something else. So maybe if you tune in, I'll talk about something else that you might want to talk about.
So we'll be playing Uno for
Dos. All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Bye.
O-M-G.
This nigga at a party or something?
This nigga Slutty is just always in the mix of something. He's always just Slutty. He's so fucking Slutty. You heard him. He got to bust a nut every fucking day. So, he's a masturbator. If you got to bust a nut every day. I'm just saying. I also wanted to know, me and another question that I have here. I can't climax during penetration. Is it physical or mental? Oh my God. I hope somebody can answer this question, please. Angel.
I just don't know, like, why are people sending you these questions?
Wait,
are we charging people for
it.
These relationship questions? Like, I feel like it's, like, one of the promoters, like, sending you this shit. Is that who's sending you this stuff?
I'm not going to call names.
Okay. You can't climax. I don't know. Maybe it could be a bunch of different reasons. Maybe, you know, you're really just not into the act itself,
right, so
or the person. Yeah, or maybe you just need to. Is this a female or is this a male? Let me say that first.
No.
Maybe your estrogen or your testosterone thing or whatever it's called is like off. You should go see. I don't know. I don't have those problems. I mean, I don't squirt, but I do bust a nut, so I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know. I can't help you, bruh.
Girl, because I don't think a man should be climaxing on penetration. But let me get to this caller before I ask my next question. Last 4 digits of your number is 0. Oh, shit. I see. Okay, many numbers. 5380. You're definitely live on air with me and the Key Buyers.
Hey, what's up, ladies? It's your boy, Chris P.
Hey.
What y'all got going on?
Well, I was talking about, I'm just going over some questions that people want to know. They want to know from me and from you guys. I guess to answer some, you know, relationship type questions. And one of the questions that I was talking about earlier were, is it normal for men not to masturbate?
Who the fuck doesn't masturbate?
Who the fuck doesn't masturbate?
I'm gonna keep it straight 100. I go to the gym every day. After the gym,
and you tell me you bust a nut every day with your hands?
Bust a nut. Not like after the gym. Then I might call my girl maybe later on in the day. So, I mean, if you're not getting ass and you got to hit the left or the right arm, just make sure you're doing whatever so one of them arms don't look bigger than the other. So, but, you know, but if you're not getting pussy, it's not wrong. But if you're getting pussy and you're not, then you straight.
Okay. Another one was from a female, and she basically wanted to know, she's like, Her husband has gained weight, and now he does not get aroused. What should she do?
They got pills for that.
And he said the same thing. So there's no excuse off the top.
You can fly to Mexico, no prescription, get them hoes, and come right back to where the fuck you are. So it's... But they got them pills, like, at them little stop-and-go, like, little Valeros, too. I think, like, they're, like, some extended shit, like, come, like, in a purple pack. Do that shit.
Why are you keeping them on the purple pill?
What's up?
I said, everybody keeps talking about this purple pill.
Well, like me, when I go in the stop-and-go, they got them hoes right there when you about to pay. So I see them every time I go to pay for gas. So that's the only reason I know about them hoes.
These questions are funny. Are very funny.
Who's sending y'all all these questions? Because it sounded like y'all just hitting questions like back to back to back. Are y'all like charging for this kind of shit? Like, y'all giving like advice away like for free.
Did I say that? Oh my God.
Like, this is like some free advice type shit. Like y'all need to capitalize on this shit for real.
These are crazy. Okay. Is there such thing as too much sex? I think so. Get the fuck up off me.
How is it too much sex?
It's too much. Like, can my walls get a break? Like, can I have some time to rejuvenate myself? Can I?
Ask Black and see what he say.
I think you're about to wild out real quick. Check this shit out. I think if I'm, monogamous with the girl, we living together, all that shit. As much as we're in the same fucking area, as many times as my dick gets hard, I'm gonna want fuck.
Can we get that round of applause thing that you do when you're trying to annoy me and Nikki? Because I definitely agree. Can we do that really quick?
Yeah, I think as many times that I can get it up, I'm going to want to get up in it. Now, understand, you may get so, and fellas, like, don't front like you can go all day and shit. But,
there it is. There it is.
Your dick is a muscle. You use that muscle too much, you will have a spasm and it'll hurt. So don't be trying to go like you a trucker, and next thing you know, you can't move your shit for like a good week and a half. But I say,
when I say it's like, if I have to say yes, and then I want to get to some other callers, if we're fucking all the time, like, eventually, I just feel like, it should be a day or two where you guys are not doing that, and then,
That's during your period.
That's what?
That's during your period.
That's when you got on them granny draws. That's when we say, oh, no.
When I have one, every woman doesn't wear those type of panties when she's on her shit. Like, just to let you know, because, like, I don't wear granny draws.
I don't wear them either.
Not when I'm on, not when I'm off. Like, I just don't wear those. But, I mean, like, even when you're on that shit, like, that's when... Those are my most best head-giving moments, you know what I'm saying? Because, when I'm on it, I tend to get more, I tend to get even more horny. And I think it's because I know I can't do anything, really. So,
talking head, shit. A nigga take head as much times as he can fucking drink water. Want some head? Duh. Like, it's going to hurt.
That's a question. We're talking about the mouth.
Penetration.
Whatever, Black.
I'm saying, and the break that you get is that 5 to 7 day window every month where you feel all bloated and shit and all that good shit. That's the break time. Because let's believe, as soon as your shit is up, our shit is up when we try to get our shit in.
But thank you, Mr. Crispy. Thank you for sharing. I definitely have some more crazy questions. That's crazy, but I definitely don't want to get to
I definitely do want to get to some more callers. So shout out to you, all Barbara Shimoda's. I definitely see you. Thank you. All right. I know we have a caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 0318. Are you live on air?
What's good, mama?
What's up?
Shit, chillin'. I was listening to your show and all that for a little 45 minutes. You over there doing some good things. Topics is crazy.
Oh, thank you. Well, can you let myself and my listeners know who this is and where you're calling from?
Well, this is Terrell. I'm calling out of the Bronx. I mean, everything good on my end. You know, just trying to talk about something live. That's it. That's it.
That's what's up, Terrell. Thank you for supporting me. So, I want to know, do you think that it's normal for men not to masturbate?
Shit, I think it's normal for men to do a lot of things. But, you know what I mean? A man is a man. A man is going to seek that pleasure, you know. At any given time, a man might want some pussy, but at the same time, a nigga could please himself quickly, you know, discreetly, and, you know, it'll be the same way. It's still all good. Because at the same time, he still got what he wanted at his pace. But you can't knock him for that.
And it's
definitely,
awesome nothing.
Definitely can't knock a nigga. Like I said again, I mean, I'm after me. Fuck what you heard. Like, can't nobody do me how I do me. So, I mean, I think that it's, you know, I think that it's normal for men and women to masturbate, to touch themselves, to pleasure themselves when they can't, you know, be around that person that sexually satisfies them. And I also wanted to know, oh my gosh, we're just talking about so many different things. Is there such thing as too much sex?
Is there such thing as too much sex?
Yeah.
I would say, in a sense, yeah. Because I ain't going to want to fuck all the time. You know what I mean? But it is times like I may be around you, maybe doing something, spare of the moment shit. I might be erected or something. You know what I mean? It might make me want to go for it, but it's all on how tolerable I am, how much control I got over my shit. Because I don't have to just get sex just because it's there. It could be there. It's going to rock out. It's not going nowhere. I can have it at any given time. I don't need to rush it, like, you know what I mean? It ain't like it's a jump or something. I just got to get in and get out. It's mine. It ain't going nowhere. So, on that note.
Mm. Okay, Angel. Would you have anything to say to our caller, Terrell from the fucking Bronx, Boogie Down?
First, I want to say shout out to you for calling in because you Northerners don't call that often. So I want to say shout out to you.
Oh,
black.
Yo.
Gosh. Anywho, I don't know. I'm me. If whenever my man wants to have sex, we're gonna have sex. The end. I don't care if it's 30 times a day. I don't care if it's once a day. As many times as he can get it up, I'm gonna get it down, and that's just me.
Did you hear that line? When he wants to get it up, I'm gonna get it down.
Yeah, that's just me. I mean,
yeah, real live, real talk. Keep it real online and offline. Why not?
I also want to know before I get to another caller too. Another question. These questions are good. Should I be worried if my husband doesn't always orgasm? Should she be worried?
Should you be worried? I don't know. Every nigga is different. Know what I mean, you might have a good called poorly nigga.
I'm gonna be
worried.
Huh? I'm gonna be worried.
Every nigga don't orgasm. You know what I mean? Just like how they was talking about how niggas got G spots, and I don't be wanting to hear all that funny shit. I don't want to hear all that. A nigga supposed to
and
orgasm?
Actually,
nah.
And your what is it? Your butt? Yeah, they put the man G spots in their ass.
Yeah, look. You're not looking, you're not playing, you're not fingering, none of that. I heard about it, but look, man, I ain't playing with that.
So she worried if the nigga don't orgasm, that just means she got to get back to the drawing board. She should worry if she don't get it up.
Yeah, true indeed. You should worry if you can't get it up. You should worry if the nigga fucking you for too long and you wondering why the nigga can't bust a nut, neither. But you know, that's
because he never 20 minutes before he got in your ass.
True indeed.
Angel, I want to know, Angel, should she worry?
I just feel like, you know, if you can't get him to, like, bust a nut, like, I don't know. I'll be worried for his health. Like, doesn't it hurt, guy, I'm black and alcoholic, doesn't that hurt, like, if you can't bust a nut and you're erect? Like, I don't know. I'm not a guy.
Blue balls? They say that
yeah,
hurts,
is that what it's
but...
called, blue balls? Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't never catch no blue balls. I done got hard for days and all that. I never caught no blue balls. None of that shit.
What's
going on, all that?
Like, you said that you've never experienced blue balls. Well, I damn sure experienced this place, like, when I thought it was going to go down and it really didn't. Like, I was so hurt. I was so ready. And it was I couldn't walk.
You was just fully turned on. That click was gone between them legs.
Oh, wow. I think she should be worried. I mean, he's walking around what, as you guys call it, blue balls. I mean, and it's just sitting there, boing, there's nothing you can do about it. I would be concerned, like, I would.
You should be concerned because at the same time, if you can't make that nigga come, it's going to be damn sure the next hoe that's going to make that nigga come.
Exactly. Like, what's the problem? Like, I don't know. Maybe you should refer her to one of our earlier episodes when we talked about
man.
Things like that.
Yeah, I think I am.
Either that or you need to tell them to get off that fucking high horse and start getting freaky or something.
That's what you're talking about.
She probably like to type that, don't get it on me. I don't care.
I think that's a cheap shot, okay?
That's a real shot.
No,
he's 100% with that. He's 100% with that.
Just don't get none in my hair.
Get it in my hair, and I don't want it on my skin because I have pretty skin. I don't need pimples.
You don't want it on your skin. That's crazy.
No.
I have to let you get to another caller. But before, that was actually a question. The question was, can you be allergic to sperm?
Hell no, you can't be allergic to sperm.
What's funny?
Oh, my God. It's funny because, why would they, not be allergic to sperm, but that's some funny-ass shit to say to a nigga. Don't put that shit on me because I'm allergic. Yes, I love it.
Definitely going to put it on you then.
Yeah, I'm saying that straight bullshit.
Can I possibly be allergic to sperm? Like, can they possibly be allergic to sperm?
No, Nikki, like, all jokes aside, technically, you possibly can because the sperm itself is made of different chemicals. It may be something that guy is eating that's in his diet, that's in his acid level. Yeah, that's made of that pork.
So what are you saying? You're going to get a magnesium overdose or something from some sperm?
Well, I'm saying, but you never know it may be strong. He may have a high acidity level. So if he's having a high acidity level, maybe it is causing some problems, you know, that she's experiencing. I don't know, but I do know, taking it back to my chemistry days, sperm has a certain amount of pH of acidity that it's supposed to have, and if it's causing a problem, then you need to go tell him to drink some water first of all, and then maybe check his diet. Maybe it's something that he's eating that's causing whatever the problems
that you're having
when he's like busting or whatever the case may be.
Hold on, so you're telling me I should go drink some water before I decide to nut on your face?
Honey, you shouldn't be drinking water right before. You should be drinking water all the damn time. Like,
first of all,
if you drink water all the time, like, you know, and second of all, it's not going anywhere near my face. We've already discussed that. I said no hair and no face under any circumstances because that pleasant moment will become very unpleasant very fast. Second of all, if you don't drink water, you need to start drinking water because don't nobody want no yellow shit on them or no, like, extra strong shit on them. Like, no.
But wait,
water
is
you want to know something?
Shout out to the swallowers. Shout out to the swallowers and the tasters.
Yeah,
and the,
give them a shout out.
who have tasted different semens and can give that can tell you like, okay, well this one this particular nigga's cum tasted like salty bananas. And then this
salty bananas? That is disgusting.
That's crazy.
That is really gross.
And I feel like we need to know like if it's too strong or if it's too not. I guess if you do that on her skin or her face and then like the next day she tells you like, look nigga, I have a blemish spot right here or like it's burnt right here or like I just do not look at this, I'm discolored. Then you know, maybe you should take into consideration that you should drink a little bit more water or go to your nearest, you know, go to your PCP. And if nobody knows what that is, that's your patient care. Primary care physician.
Wow.
And I can't. All I'm saying is, if she doesn't, just don't let them down on your face. Okay, lady, female, whoever the hell is sent you that question, keep it below the belt, honey.
You
can't
say that
because
you're
having a problem.
I can't be picky
that
with that because I can't come all over his face. Like, I can't, so I'm not picky when it comes to that. Like,
you just got the wrong nigga. I'll tell you that.
It can touch me. Just don't get it in my hair.
No. I don't want it in my face. I don't want it on my shoulders. I don't want it on my neck. I don't want it in my hair from the head to, my shoulders. Well, that's something different. Like, you know, that's different. You can put it on my ass all you want. Just don't get creative and try to rub it all in and, like, design. I don't, that shit is disgusting. Like, dudes need to do. Get it off and let's move the fuck on.
You think you special. You can't try to write his name with it.
I just like my skin.
We like it too.
Don't be busting a nut on my tattoos thinking it's cute and shit. And I'm looking at you with a disgusted. No.
Not sexy right there.
Coloring inside the locks.
No.
I'm done. I can't. Thank you, Terrell. Thank you, Terrell, from the Bronx for coming in. Thank you. Thank you so much. Big shout out to you. Good looking. All right, love. Let me get to this next caller. Aye, aye, aye. Oh, my gosh. Last four digits of your number is 4142. 4142, you're live on air.
How y'all doing tonight? It's your boy Smooth the Dude. What's good, Brooklyn Black, Naked Bars, Boss Bars? How y'all feeling?
Hey, what's going on? Smooth. You know, you fucking. See, right now, like, I'm about to come in my chair because every time I hear your voice, it does something to me. It's
gonna have to get plastic slip covers for the fucking furniture in the car, dude.
We have to get plastic slip covers because whenever Arkansas calls me, Smooth the Dude, like, I'm about to wet up the floor a little bit, a little flood.
Yeah, you got to stay on the motherfucking paper.
Yeah, let it slow, boo. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just let it slow. Ain't nothing wrong with that. What y'all got going tonight? I've been listening for a second. I heard a couple questions y'all got going. Interesting subject, a lot of good responses, you know, stuff I do agree with, stuff I don't. That's
what
I'm telling y'all tonight.
What you agree with and what you don't agree with since you've been listening?
Oh, the masturbation. Everybody do that. Folks who lying about it, you know, the folks who actually doing it, you know, everybody do it though, you know. You was talking about if your husband can get erected or whatnot, you know, or plead or bust a nut, should you be worried? And I'm thinking, yes, you should be worried if you can't please your man. I mean, that 9 times out of 10, it's probably like, he's cheating on you, getting it from somebody else, and he's just, like, you know, disgusted with you. I mean, that's just my personal opinion.
Oh, my God. Disgusted? That's really...
Well, I wouldn't say disgusted, but, I mean, if you can't sexually please your man, you know what I mean, it's something that you're not doing right, or somebody is taking his attention. and blowing his mind sexually that you don't do it for him anymore. Maybe disgusted was the wrong word, but.
No, I think you meant that. I think, shout out to all the females that make their men disgusted. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. I don't.
Damn, that's crazy. And my is going crazy. That's so funny. That's so funny. damn, people are so disrespectful. All these texts and calls, incoming calls and stuff. But shout out to you for the dude. I do agree with you. Like, if you can't, that's my whole thing. Like, if your man is not having orgasms with you, then that's something that you need to talk about, bitch. Like, you need to either talk to your area, your local homegirl, the one that you confide in the most, aka BFF. Talk to her ass, see if she can help you out with the situation or give you some tricks, some tips or something. Because if he's not coming or having an orgasm with you, and I think that that's one of like, the most biggest highlights during sexual intercourse. So definitely, like, you know.
I'm going to tell you, Nikki. Somebody said that you got to eat apples. That makes your cum taste sweet. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, somebody, I heard that before. Fruit, watermelon, cantaloupe, all that kiwi, all the fruit, the good fruit does make it. I heard that before.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to the niggas. Yeah, make sure you're on your fresh fruit diet. If you're trying to really, if you're trying to bust all our bitches' mouths and shit, and you want her to swallow with ease, then I mean, it should taste good. So eat your fucking apples. The apple a day keeps your sperm fruity.
Yeah, apple.
Just don't
apple,
tell
apple,
me because I'm not doing that shit. I don't give a fuck what
apple,
the fuck you ate.
Yeah, apple a day will make your cum taste great. That's what I heard before. Apple a day.
That shit
is
gold. I'm not eating that shit.
Y'all crazy.
So Smooth, I know that you have some things coming up, and I know something actually tomorrow that's kind of major. And I want you to kind of let, you know, Angel in Black, and then for my listeners, I want you to let them know what you got going on.
Oh yeah, my name's Smooth, THADUD on Twitter. It's Smooth the Dude. I got the Smooth the Dude show every Wednesday, 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. Central. Tomorrow, you know, so I do have a special guest going to stop through from 10 to 10 to 10:45 Central. It's my time. Pinky, the porn star, she coming through tomorrow, chilling with me. We're going to interview her, play a little bit of her music. You know, she rapping. We're going to talk a little bit about the industry. You know, she got some movies or whatnot, new scenes she's been working on. So we're going to do it real big tomorrow on the show, man. It's just the first of many to come, man. I'm just blessed right now, you know. We've been making the right connects. But Pinky will be on the show tomorrow, man. So I hope y'all come through at number 213-943-3478. BlogTalkRadio.com/SmoothTheDude.
That's what it is. Make sure y'all definitely check that out. I'm definitely going to be in the building, and I want to hear what Pinky got going on and what she got to say and what's her next upcoming shit. So,
hey, real shit, though. You call me. Like I said, she'll be there 10:15, 10:45. I know your number, so when I see you come through, I'm going to put you on. That's Smooth. That's my word right there.
So you're going to put me through with Pinky?
Yeah, I got you, boo.
Definitely. That's what it is. So tomorrow, if y'all watch one, and I know y'all niggas know who the fuck Pinky is, and I'll definitely be talking with her. So if you are interested to know what question I have for her and what she's gonna be talking about, definitely follow at Smooth the Dude. Definitely, I'm gonna tweet his name, and I want everybody to follow and. Just as y'all calling and listening to my show, you definitely got to call into his show and definitely check out fucking Pinky. Look, I'm talking about 40 niggas being his dick right now. Pinky?
I mean, that's what I show. Salute y'all, man. You already know I got to say my little drop every time I come down. If you're not fucking with Brooks and Black, Nikki Bars, Boss Bars, the All Bar Movement, man, find the tallest beardy in your city. And jump off, you know, kill yourself, you hear me?
That's what it is. I love it. Thank you, Smooth.
Thank you.
All right, let me take this next caller because my fucking heart, my gum just fell out my mouth, y'all. My gum just really fell out my mouth. It's just so funny that we're talking about masturbation and what the fuck do I get MMS'd? A masturbation.
Somebody sent you a picture
of a dick. A fucking masturbation clip.
Ew.
I saw all the creative filming.
Shout out to the niggas who send
beat up
clips to girls and shit. Especially
don't
ask for it.
I really didn't ask for it, but I mean, it was definitely a shock. My gum just came out of my mouth. It really did.
Oh,
because, like, it's tough.
Wow. So you liked it.
I'm not complaining about the clip, hey. I'm really not. It's just so funny because I was just talking about it, and then here it goes. Definitely, do we still have the caller in the queue? 5155?
Sure.
All right, before, damn, I really wanted that gum, too. I wasn't done with it yet. Crazy. Last four digits of your number is 5155. 5155, you're live on air. Are they there? Black is the person.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they don't know the last four digits of their number. I guess we could definitely keep it moving. Why did you play that?
Nah, that was a ringtone, son. Just don't judge me.
Did you hear Black's ringtone, Billie Jean Is Not My Lover, Angel?
Wait,
Black, we're going to talk about that. Let me get into another caller. Last four digits of your number is 5448. 5448, you're live on air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Now you put a post on Facebook.
Oh, that would be me. Hi.
Oh, how you doing? I'm Henry
calling good.
From DC.
This is who?
Calling out of Southeast. Henry calling from DC.
Oh, hi. You're talking to
Angel.
How
you doing?
I'm good.
How you doing, Miss Angel? Yeah.
How are you?
All right. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm good.
I sent you a friend request on Facebook before, so we are friends on the book.
Okay, cool. So, Nikki, this is one of my Facebook followers, so you want to ask him a question?
Yes.
Okay. Shout out to the Facebook caller. I want to know, do you think that it's normal for men to not masturbate?
No, that's not normal.
So you think every guy masturbates and that it's a normal thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Very normal.
So I also wanted to know, do you think that there's a such thing as too much sex, like having too much sex?
Yeah, definitely. I just went through that myself. I'm not proud of it, but I used to have sex like 4 or 5 different women a day, you know, in my younger years. But now I'm not. You heard me?
I heard you. So basically you were a nympho back then. Yeah.
Nah, I'm just not having it now. You know, I guess I'm burnt out from it. You know, having it so much. And now it's not even a big need for me now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's too much sex. Yeah, it's definitely. It will burn you out. You will get tired of having it all the time. You know. I don't care how beautiful she is or what skill she got. Or, you know, none of that don't make a difference.
That's what it is. Angel, do you have anything to say to your caller?
I don't know. I don't think, and for me, I'll ever get tired of sex. I don't know. I just think there's so many different ways that you can have sex and so many different things that you can use to have sex. I just don't see it. Like, I don't know, but I don't know. To each his own.
I was talking about as far as a man getting it up and performing the way his woman would want him or his partner would want him to. Yeah, it does get, it does, it's too much. Y'all can go for days and hours. We can't go for hours like y'all. Like, women, I mean,
you can't? Oh, I know some guys that can.
After a while, he will get burned out. He will be burned out.
Thank you. I can agree. Because me as a female, I want to rest. Like, I want to be able to fucking sit down in my panties right next to you and you're not drooling or your fingers is in crevices and... Because once you start touching, I leave them to other stuff. And can we just chill for a day today?
Mm.
I guess.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I know.
From the way y'all women look, it wouldn't be hard for a man to perform for y'all. You know, but
oh,
you're it,
being
it would
be
oh, thank you.
Pictures. Oh, thank
don't
you.
Don't be gassing them.
Because I already know, please, okay? But you know what? You know what's so funny? Like, guys, like, if there is a girl that they happen to really think that is very attractive looking to them and they do have a picture, like, it's sad, like, she might literally stare at that picture and beat the fuck off until he can come, and then he's satisfied, and then he wipes the picture off and puts it back in his wallet.
Damn. No,
nah.
Did
he
get locked up?
Like that. a picture? Oh, nah. It takes more than a picture.
I gotta be watching. Like, I gotta watch porn. Like, I can't sit there and close my eyes and imagine a person or imagine this. Like, it's just not working for me. I gotta see something. I gotta hear something. I gotta feel like this is not just like really the loner masturbation stage I'm at right now.
Well, that man, do come in. I mean, we have a great level with our partner. We still will masturbate right after that. You know.
That's crazy. But shout out to you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank y'all for having me call.
That's what's up.
Yeah, okay. Have a good day.
You too. All
right.
Shout out to the 5155 caller. I actually know who that is. I hope everything is okay, and I don't want you to get pulled over again. So you can just put the phone on speaker and listen to the show. You don't have to comment. You can get me when you're not driving. But shout out to you, Mr. Black H. I believe that's your Twitter name. I know your real name, and I'm not going to say it, but shout out to you. That was a 5155 club up. And, oh my gosh, I was just about to go into a commercial break. But let's get into this caller, and then I can go into one really quickly. Last four digits of your number is 2908. 2908, you're live on air.
Sid, ain't so much back on the show.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
How you doing?
Nothing much. I'm good.
That nigga just woke up.
No, I'm just a little tired.
Who's this Nikki again? I'm sorry. I had to cough.
You can't recognize the voice, really?
I had to cough really quick. Hold on. No. Give me a second. No, because I just got a text message that made me choke off my water. I think it's Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's sexy ass.
What's up?
Nothing. How are you? You've been fucking missing in action.
Nah, I mean, I had to get a new phone and everything, so it took a while, but I missed y'all, though. You know, I had to call back in.
I missed you, too. Aw. Is everything good with you? Okay.
Yeah, everything's good with me. I just got to get my books, and then I'm straight.
That's what it is. So, you already know. I was crazy on this bitch, but I want to know, do you think it's normal for men to not masturbate?
I mean, kind of not really. I mean, I don't think it's normal, but then it kind of is normal because it depends on what kind of person you are. Like, you know, if you're really religious and you believe in being celibate or just, you know, like saving yourself for marriage, then some people might not participate in that, and they might not have the urge to do that because they're so close to God and whatnot. On the
Wait, I'm sorry, not to cut you off. Oh, my God, wait. So when you're celibate, you can't even play with yourself? That's a form, you're fucking? Like, you're not celibate if you play with yourself?
Yeah, you can't do nothing, like.
Yeah, because you just, you know, you taking a break from all that. You just chilling. So.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. But I'm not to cut you off. I didn't mean, like, it was just crazy.
But on the other end, it's like, who doesn't? It's normal. It's actually kind of healthy. So, I mean, it's kind of weird if you're not the religious type and you don't do it. It's kind of weird. But I can understand some people just have their way of viewing certain things. Some people just don't find, I guess, a use for it. Or some people just might not prefer to do it, just like I know females who don't prefer to masturbate because they feel like it's nasty and all kind of crazy stuff. So, that's all who you is. So.
Angel, so what you got to say to Mr. You're not even Monte Carlo 91.
I know.
Monte Carlo, you hear me? You're evil. That scares me a little bit. Evil Monte.
It just goes backwards. I mean, it's like a poetic thing, love backwards. Yeah.
Got it. I just want to tell the listeners, you know, just to check him out on my blog. He definitely has, like, poems on my blog. I see about it all the time. You need to comment on it. Let him know what you think about it so he can send me some more to post out. Everybody know I love for Monty. He's cool.
Definitely. I also wanted to know, too, is there such thing as too much sex, having too much sex?
If it gets to the point where you can't go to work, you can't get no money, you can't function, then, yeah. But if you can, you know, if you can handle your business and make money, then shit, go ahead, have all the sex you want. I would do that, but if it's affecting my life and my family, then nah. Like, you need help.
That's what's up. Well, thank you. I always want to say Monte Carlo 90. Like, I really do, but it's not that anymore. So I know that evil Monte, and that isn't that like love spelled backwards?
Yeah.
You gotta tell me the reason for the name switch.
Oh, well. I don't know, I just feel like doing something different. Like, I'm going into a new phase of my life. second year grad school at a new college. So I don't know, I just want to really reinvent myself and be a better person. Not sticking to my old ways all the time and just try to grow from here. So.
Well, shout out to you, Evil Monty. A fucking all vibes Simona. That's what it is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so, yes, you're definitely tuning in to All Vibes Radio. 347-857-4302. All this talking about, let me see, I make you want to go have sex. It's too much sex and not enough sex. Like, I want to fuck. Crazy. So, I want to actually go over this video again that I got sent. This fucking masturbation clip that I got sent. So, Black, whenever you're ready, let's go to a commercial break so I can look at this again. Just touch on myself and masturbate. Let's go.
How could the world break my heart to break my heart so bad? How could the one who made me happy make me feel so sad? Won't somebody tell me so I can understand? If you love me, how could you hurt me like that? How could the one I gave my world to throw my world away? How could the one who said I love you say the things you say? How could the one who was so true to just tell me lies? How could the one I gave my heart to go and break this heart of mine? How could you just walk out the door?
gosh. You can tell me live back on All Bombs Radio. With me, your host, Nikki Burns, and we definitely have Angela Peace and Victor Black in the building. Angela, I know you were singing.
Girl, was I? I was holding my imaginary lighter up because I don't smoke, and I was just, like, waving that shit in the air, like, Black. For all the things that you have done that pissed me the fuck off, that was definitely a redeemable moment right there. Kudos.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait. You say it like I piss you off on a daily basis.
Did you get some memo, nigga? You didn't get the memo? You did not get some memo, wait. You didn't get the fucking memo that you pissed her off on, especially on a Tuesday and a Thursday? I think you got that.
That's bullshit.
Bullshit. I'm just like, I want to crunch and munch on my munchies mix, but.
Bitch, I want to eat these Laffy Taffys, but I don't want to be smacking, like, But thank you, Black. No, all jokes aside, like, thank you. Thank you.
Yo, so back to that video, though. Because I'm actually taking, drop them shit to my email box. Let me give away the best Masturbatos award. That shit was dope. Have you ever seen the video of masturbation, Angel?
Huh?
Have you ever got sent a video of masturbation, somebody jerking off?
No, I haven't, but I have
you
had people.
Out?
No, bitch. I've had people, like, say they masturbated to my picture before, but they've never sent me the video. I would love to get a video.
I have videos of masturbation. I haven't, like, sent them out. I haven't been brave enough to be like, send new message. So this is why, like, I have to have a tight grip on my phone because people are so nosy. They want to go through pictures and videos and everything like that. And so definitely, if you hit the right video, you'll definitely hear, smash it.
Yeah. No. I would love to get some. I got invited to, oh my God, I remember there's this guy who used to follow me. He was an Indian guy, or whatever the case may be. And he used to always try to get me to go into this chat room. It's crazy. He used to get girls to come into this chat room. I guess it's like a video chat room thing. I don't know. I've never signed in. But I know, some of my, friends have signed in on it. And, I guess he needs to mess with me and they go watch him. Have you ever heard anything like that before? That's really weird to me. I've got invited to shit like that. I just don't, that shit is kind of, weird to me. I don't.
I'm really open. I'm really open now because I like that. I think I'm gonna watch that on my next masturbation trip.
She likes that.
Which will be right after the show. After this show.
What kind of munchies are you eating? I like munchies. Oh, my favorite is the cheese kind.
Yes, I'm eating the cheese kind. I'm eating the cheese fucking kind. I really like that. It's all good, especially when you have the munchies.
Fuck yeah.
She said, fuck you. Oh, my God. Wait, why did I drop some bamboo paper? In this old guy's house. He called me I just wanted to know if one of you guys, it was either me or my cousin. He was like, it was either one of you guys dropped your bamboo paper in my bathroom. And it was definitely me. I was so smacked that day, though. And this old guy got me so drunk. And he had the nerve to talk about, how him getting aroused to, gay porn, but he's not gay. But then, if I give him a little bit of booty, if he's going to give me some booty. So, I really don't understand. Yep, it's money.
How's that work? I'm confused for a guy, okay? How does that work for a guy to watch guys fucking and they're not gay?
Right. Am I, have a witness. I have a witness. My cousin who was there that day, she's definitely live in the building right now, and it's definitely, definitely true. Like, definitely. Like, I have to ask you, what did he say to you when I was in the bathroom rolling up? He was telling me about one of his previous relationships, how he, the girl that he was with, she liked to watch Guy on Guy. And so he's like, yeah, so, you know, she would come over and she wants me to, oh, pop on the guy, pop on the guy. So he would put the Guy on Guy tape on and, you know, they would get into it because it would turn her on. So then he would be turned on. I'm like, nigga, you want a finger in your butt or something. He was saying it over and over and over, like, yeah, you know, she want me to put the tape on, and then we would get into it. I'm like, you going to tell me that one more time? But you want something in your butt? Nigga is now old and nasty and creepy with all the old porno. Something like, yeah, so now I have a collection. So you got a collection of dick on dick? You want dick?
I don't understand.
Are you kidding me?
I can't.
That's true.
Like, that is gross. Like, shout out to all the guys who lie and say that they're watching Guy on Guy for their girl. No.
I think that that's
how
they see. Little old me, I'm trying to get high because I can't function with it. Like, I really got nervous and I was about to drop in my bamboo. And he calls me today, like, you know, I was trying to be so slick with it and roll up in the bathroom so he doesn't know. But apparently, I guess he got to know now. If he didn't know, now he knows.
Well, Nikki, who is that? Who is your friend there? I like her voice.
She's definitely fucking sexy, and that's all you need to know.
What the bullshit is that?
That's the bullshit. Okay? I don't come on here to play matchmaker, okay?
No, I just asked who she was. I didn't say nothing about matchmaker and none of that shit.
First of all, from her father night, do you want to get a picture? We don't know what's your name, what's your sign? Like,
look, I just asked who she was. Anything after that, I'd have been able to handle on my own, sir.
Son? I'm just saying.
My fucking Twitter crazy right now.
Y'all are crazy. It's definitely 9:58. 2 minutes. 2 minutes left. So shout out to everybody that definitely tuned in today. Shout out to everybody that fucks with the old Barbs, me, Nikki Barbs, both Barbs, and Black is not a Barbs, but.
It's crazy.
Oh, I cracked myself out. I'm about to tickle my pussy in a second. So shout out to Brooklyn Black, and just shout out to everybody that tuned in and that fucked with us so hard. And shout out to everybody that be asking me crazy questions. And shout out to everybody that fucking is going here on my Twitter page, the people that I'm not even familiar with, but I've been tuning in for the show tonight, and they're laughing, and I'm not. Somebody asked, am I always just freely with myself? Hell yeah, I am. On and off radio, on and off Twitter, I'm like this all the time. This is me, boo. This is me. So shout out to you. And
you think
this is crazy? Shut up. And like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about you. God damn it. Do not let it go one end out the other, because if you're not hurting anybody, if you're not doing anything wrong, if what you're doing is working for you and yours, do the motherfucking damn thing. People want to talk whether you're doing good or bad, so let them talk. And just keep up the good work. Pat yourself on the back. Don't look for no handouts. Stay true to yourself. Good night.
This is your Southern Belle Angel saying, just keep the squares out your circle and all will be well. Follow me on Twitter @AngelLovePlease to keep updated on the movement and all the awesome things that we have.